Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the CCP. I'm your co-host, Bo Mashanti, and we appreciate you stopping by. Apple Music, Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere where you listen to your podcast, you can find these free and available. We have a fantastic guest on the program. He was down at the Reese Senior Bowl, and he was down in Indianapolis for the Combine, and now he's preparing for Pro Day and those private workouts that come with being a top 2024 NFL draft prospect. It's none other than Dylan Lobby of New Hampshire. Dylan, welcome to the program, my friend. You've had a fabulous career. Congratulations on everything. But with that said, can you believe you're a month and a half from a dream coming true?
Thank you for the introduction, Bo. That was a hell of a introduction for me right there. But, yeah, I'm super excited, man. It's been a hell of a process so far these past couple months, man. It's been fun. I'm soaking in everything possible. Once again, man, it's been such a crazy journey for me. I'm super excited for me and my family. But, yeah, my dreams are super close right now, but once again, I'm taking it one step at a time and still enjoying the process.
I'm glad, and I'm glad to hear that, because sometimes at this point you're kind of getting drained from talking to people like myself and just going through the grind, but I'm glad the spirits are just kind of still rising and you got the adrenaline flow like it's Christmas morning and you're a kid. I guess, speaking of being a kid, growing up, and who knows, I could be wrong, but with the way you are, you're so dynamic with the football. You Pop Warner or Pee Wee Dylan, were you just the kid that was just a scoring machine basically every single time you touched the ball and with 6 points?
Exactly, yeah. So I started when I was five. I was in a league. It was years 6 through 8, and my dad was the head coach, so he just threw me in there. And when I was five, I was more of just a role player, but when I hit 6 was when he – put me in the backfield, and I was just running around trying and not get tackled by kids that were double my size. So, yeah, I was just running around like crazy out there.
So you basically, you've been gifted from the get-go, and we've seen these gifts taking
place to
the point where
you.
Yeah. I love how you kind of say, well, you know, I was five, but when I turned 6, things really start. I love that. It's almost like, you know, like you've been waiting, and then dad let you loose, and off we are, and here you go. So I'm curious, going through the motions of high school and playing different positions, did you flirt with other positions? Were you always the running back, and did everybody see you as a running back coming out of high school?
I mean, to be honest, I probably played every position possible. I was linebacker, safety, I played a little bit of cornerback. I was running back. I was a receiver. I was on special teams. I mean, to be honest, I think I have like 5 career throws in my career too. So I was also playing QB also. So I'm just so used to that role of just kind of just, hey, if it works, man, I'll play anything. But yeah, so coming out of high school, I was definitely more recruited as a running back, but to be honest, I only had one offer, which was to New Hampshire. So that was really kind of my only chance to play. But once again, like going to New Hampshire was definitely a blessing also. I love the family there, the culture, the staff there, the teammates, man, like that's become my second home. And I'm so grateful for them. And to be honest, most of the staff is still there also. So I've also recruited them, and they've also become someone that I could speak closely about. They are super special to me. So once again, that whole staff and all my teammates there, man, have become my second family.
That's wonderful. Wonderfully said. And I love your charisma, and Your Twitter, I love how you give thanks to Jim Nagy of the Senior Bowl, and then you also put to anyone out there who was under-recruited or told they weren't good enough, block out the noise and keep grinding. And I love how you're making your path, but you're giving everybody else out there who hopes to be in your situation hope. I admire that. I just like that. You know, you're thinking about yourself, but you're putting everybody else on your back. Yeah. And I just think that's a great persona, great personality trait to kind of carry with you. Now, listen, we know that, you know, you've been all the big events. We talked the Combine, the Senior Bowl. But with that said, what do you think these scouts love about you, Dylan? If you're in that film room and they're breaking down your tape, when they watch it and they look at each other and they're like, man, we got to bring this kid on the 53-man roster, what are they going to love?
Yeah, I just think overall – I'm just a fun person on the field, off the field. Like, I just think the way I embrace myself, especially in every interview on the field, to me, I pretend like my last time on the field, and I enjoy every second of it. And I work my butt off every single day to make myself comfortable in those positions also. But at the same time, like, being a fun player, like, I think I'm a fun player because I'm so versatile and I'm willing to do whatever it takes for the team, which if it's special teams, running back, receiver, like, I don't care. All I want to do is just play. And I know there's a lot of players out there that take it personal if they switch positions or if they play on special teams or they aren't starting. Like, to me, I want to earn my spot on that team. And for me to even be welcomed on a team is such a huge honor for me. But also at the same time, now, once when I reach that goal, I'm going to have a next goal of mine, which is then to start, then to be a Pro Bowler and then have a Super Bowl and then a Hall of Fame. Like, I have goals that are going to stack up. And once again, like, I think you'll just hear from my tone. Like, I love bring in that juice and that energy every single day. And once again, like I'm going to say, like, I'm going to pretend and act like every single day is like my last day. So I'm going to embrace it, enjoy my time now. And yeah, man, I'm just a fun guy that just loves the game. And I truly embrace the game and just enjoy every second of it.
Yeah, well, I'm enjoying every second of this show. I do a lot of food, and well, you know, a guy like yourself, you bring the juice, so it makes it fun for me because I always tell everybody, listen, you're not talking to Dan Patrick here, you're talking to me, so you really got to liven things up. And if you're going to be boring, man, you're really, you know, you're asking a shooter.
Absolutely.
I'm not a shooter, so you're asking a guy to carry it. I'm like, man, we're going to sink this game. So no, I love that. So your teammates got to feed off that, right? When they see you come in, it's just you. They got to feed off your energy, right? You're that firefly. You're that I call them the tempo setters, right? You set the tempo of, hey, man, we're going to get after this.
Absolutely. Yeah, so it's especially at school, too, man. We're all in the same boat. Small school guys that only had a few offers, man. We're definitely under-recruited. But, like, once again, we all bring that juice every single day. And I think that's why – New Hampshire has always been so successful as those blue-collar kids that don't give a damn and just want to play ball and just want to win games. So, like, if you see, like, our, like, matchups with teams, we're definitely the smaller team by a bunch. But once again, we outwork teams. We play a four-quarter game every single game on special teams, defense, offense. We play a full three-phase game, and that is kind of just due to us being such a high-class team that just brings that energy every single day. And that starts in the spring, off-season, and in the summer, man. Every single day we're working hard, and that just is just incorporated with the coaching staff, teammates, man. It's, hey, that place was a fun time, super fun time for a half a decade, so – yeah, man, that place was super fun.
I love it. And once again, Dylan Lobby, stand out here on the C2P talking some NFL draft, finding what this young man brings to this draft class at his running back position. And you folks aren't known, he is really that Swiss Army knife. I mean, over 209 yards, total offense, special teams, punt, kick, receiving, rushing. I got to ask, Dylan, So what's that? So did the coaches come into you? To you, they're like, hey, Dylan, like, are you just the best guy available? There's no one else. I mean, that's a heavy workload, and it probably goes. Yeah. It coincides with your ability to be, you know, bring the juice and be a guy with a lot of energy because you know you don't tire out. But how do you kind of, I guess, get all those helmets and kind of fall under those areas? And not only do you fall under those areas, but the team actually depends on you to be that guy in so many different facets.
Yeah, I think that it's just kind of is who I am as a player. I enjoy the pressure. Like I enjoy when like we need a big play, like giving the ball to me is, I like love that stuff. Even if it's a big kickoff return, a big punt, like I love that juice and that almost that energy spark that we need as a team. And when it comes for me, man, I enjoy the hell out of that. It's just kind of been who I am. Like I just love playing every single position. Like I hate not going into the game. Like if I'm off the field for a play, if I hit like a big run, I just can't wait to get back in the game because it's just my adrenaline rush and just like who I am. So like once again, even from freshman year there, like I enjoyed playing special teams. I enjoyed being a receiver or running back. And like once again, like I actually was the one to offer to my coaches and be like, hey, like I want to play every single position. I want to be a running back. I want to be in the slot. I want to be on special teams. And they were like, okay. So they put me back there as a kick returner and punt returner. Actually, first it was just punt returner because I was a starting running back also. We tried other kick returners. It didn't work out too well, and they kind of threw me back there again. And once again, I took over the job. So once again, I think they then realized, like, hey, like, we understand that we need him back there, and we know that maybe that's a lot on his body, but once again, like, if he wants to do it, then let's rock, in which I explained to them, hey, it's my last year. I want to put everything out there. I want to be on kickoff, which then they were like, no, we're going to put you on kick return, punt returner, and running back. And that's it, because if you do anything else, you are going to be dead by the end of the first quarter. So I was like, all right, fine, sure. So he had a full compromise.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I do. I love the energy. I love the energy. I love it. It's almost like I'm talking to myself. Now, granted, you're going to be a professional athlete, but in my little neck of the woods, I love that attitude you bring. Listen, man, now this is a cliche question, but our draft audience,
yeah,
you know, they always like to – do you get comparisons to anybody at the next level?
To be honest, it's mostly white running backs, like Danny Woodhead, Chris McCaffrey, so that's really who they compare me to. But I truly see myself as, like, I mean, I would say CMC, Danny Woodhead are two unbelievable players, but I also see myself as, like, a Alvin Kamara, Austin Eckler type of player, too. I think, once again, they're very good in open space. When they get the ball, they make everyone miss, and they also do crazy things in open space as well. So, once again, I almost see myself as them, too, especially as a Austin Eckler fan who started on special teams, who made his way into the league with special teams and then became a great running back. So once again, just seeing him work also inspired me to play at the level I'm at today. So, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I was going to say Austin Eckler, so at least I know what I'm going to say. And I'm not lying to you. I'll send you a picture of my notes. I had Eckler down. Listen, man, we're almost out of time. I know you're busy, and we appreciate you. But before we let you go, we call three and out. They're just a few lighthearted off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Let's go, Bo. Come on.
All right, here we go. Now, you can pick anybody on the coaching staff, from the head coach to the strength trainer.
Mm.
What coach had the biggest pet peeve during practice, Dylan? An absolute no-no. If you or your teammates got caught doing this, you might catch some hell.
Oh, okay. So do I have to say the coach too, or do I just say the pet peeve?
Bo, you could give both. Whatever. It's your show. You do whatever
Okay, cool. So my old head coach, who I still he was a gritty guy, man. He was the best. Any walkthroughs, if we had hands in our pockets, up-downs immediately. And, like, once again, if you're just, like, sitting there, watching the plays, you forget sometimes. And if you put your hands in your pockets, he'd freak out, man. And if you saw anybody with those hands in their pockets, man, you told him, hey, let's go, lock in. Oh, yeah, that was probably their biggest pet peeve. Trust me, it was something that seemed simple, but I'm telling you, you forget a lot that you do it a bunch.
Excellent. And I assume, I don't know, where are you doing your combine prep, your pro day training at?
Yeah, I'm doing it in Fort Myers, a place called X3.
X3, excellent stuff. So tomorrow, hypothetically, you're going to walk through the facility tomorrow. What trainer, you get to become the trainer, Dylan. You get to pick somebody on staff to work out. You get to make them sweat. You get to watch them suffer. Who are you going to pick, and what are you going to make them do?
So the two head trainers, I love the death there, but the main guy there, Jordan Llewellyn, me and him are always going back and forth. Like, he's like a second partner to me. I've been working out with him for 3 years now. Yeah, dude, I would work his ass off, man. I would put him in conditioning drill. I just make him go nonstop. And you know what? He would kill it too, but I'd make sure to take him down and make sure that he knows that I am the boss now.
Oh, that's great set. And Dylan, the final one for you before we let you go tonight, and you've been an absolute pleasure to have on. Draft weekend, if you will. You're waiting to hear your name come off the board. You're going to be surrounded by dear family and friends. Who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have made specifically to celebrate this next football journey?
So my mom cooks for me a bunch, and she's a great cook all the time. But occasionally, my dad, who actually owned a deli in New York, he likes to cook like a big breakfast all the time, and that's like a special occasion. And I'm not joking. That's my favorite, is when he cooks big, giant breakfast, like on like a Sunday morning. So I don't know. It's going to be at night, but once again, when he cooks, he locks in. So I'm going to see my dad, and he sometimes makes this giant prime rib, which once again, he'll only cook on special occasions. So I think he's going to cook something crazy that weekend. But if he makes his homemade, or not really a homemade, but he makes his like marinated prime rib, oh my God, that would be an unbelievable night for me.
Well, listen, I think his son having their draft day party, I think he's going to come big. I don't think there's any question. You're probably going to get the big breakfast. You're going to get the prime rib. Your mom's even going to probably throw down as well. They are now on the clock to cook you fantastic meals, and you are on the clock, my friend, for the 2024 NFL draft. Listen, Dylan, man, we do a lot of shows, and when I say this, you could go back and listen to them all. You're an absolute blast, man. I cannot wait to cheer for you and watch you dominate at the next level. I'm going to do this, man. You bring it. You bring it, man. So, listen, stay humble and stay blessed, my friend.
Thanks for having me. I seriously appreciate it, man.
Yes, sir. Once again, that is the standout from New Hampshire, Dylan Llewellyn. You got to love the attitude and the demeanor this kid brings. He talked about the juice, the energy, the tempo-setting style, and you could see it in his play. That's what you love about him. I'm getting excited. You kind of feed off his energy, and you get him to the next level. And as he mentioned, Austin Eckler, a guy that kind of carves his way in. And who knows? Maybe he's not Austin Eckler. He just kind of hits the ground running. And it becomes the guy right in the moment. I mean, it's a different path for everybody. But nonetheless, you're going to see this kid do his thing on Sundays, and he's going to be a fan favorite just because of his personality, the style of play he likes. It's just very endearing. Everybody loves that type of character, and that's what he brings to this 2024 draft class.
This has been a C2P exclusive.